This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the AIPIS show for accredited income property investment specialists and those who aspire to be. If you're a real estate, mortgage, or financial professional, this is the place for you. We'll explore innovative investment analysis, sales, marketing, and income-generating strategies for the most historically proven wealth creator, income property. Learn from the experts as they show you how to build a better business and a better life.
Welcome to the AIPIS show for accredited income property investment specialist and those who desire to be. This is your host, Jason Hartman, where we talk about increasing your income, your productivity, and just generally having a better life while serving your clients better with America's most historically proven asset class, income property. We have a great interview for you today, and we will be back with that in less than 60 seconds. Hey, I wanted to welcome one of our lenders back to the show to talk about closing costs. You know, this is a constant source of questions for us, for our lenders, and we really hope to pull back the curtain on these closing costs. A lot of lenders want to make this kind of mysterious, and I think one of the reasons, frankly, they do want to keep it mysterious is so that the consumer doesn't really know how to shop for a loan, and they don't really know what questions to ask, and they can get in a position where they're frankly getting overcharged. So here on the show, we want to help you protect yourself and become your own best advisor. When it comes to my 10 commandments of successful investing, you know, I always talk about that. Thou shalt become educated. That is the first commandment. But the reason to become educated is so you can be your own best advisor. So you don't need to rely on other people. So that's what we want to do, is help you get educated so you are armed with the knowledge and you can go out into the marketplace and you can compare effectively. So let's dive into this. So Joe, you know, I'm looking at a loan quote for just an example buyer here. And, you know, a purchase price of a property of $142,500, $142,500. And there's this whole list of costs. Lender fees, appraisal fees, prepaid interest. Now that, people should understand, is not really a closing cost. That's just a proration. There's insurance escrow reserves. That also not a closing cost. That's just an impound account or an escrow account to pay your insurance. And then the next one, tax escrow reserves. Same thing, not really a closing cost, just an account to pay your property taxes. Back to closing costs, though, we've got title fees, owner's title insurance, lender's title insurance, transfer taxes, recording fees. Let's dive into some of this stuff. Tell us what it's about and how does someone know what the amounts of these charges should be?
So I get a question to provide my good faith estimate, you know, constantly. Any lender these days is going to overestimate certain charges, certain third-party charges, such as the title fees, the appraisals costs, and possibly recording fees. Each market, each county will have different fees in that regard based on the loan amount and or based on the location of the property. So one fee that I typically tell folks to really look at is the lender fee. That fee will never, it's a hard fee that the lender can quote. It should never really change. And that's the one that really you should look at when comparing lender to lender. The good faith estimate can sometimes be somewhat of a misnomer because the other charges, the other third party fees, are a lot of the times overinflated or overestimated because those fees have not yet been invoiced to the customer or to the lender prior to closing.
Okay, good. So what should these fees be, though? I mean, people should understand, these are not regulated by the government. Well, I don't want to say that because they sort of are. but... Well, maybe the best way to tackle this is to talk about the requirement to give what lenders call a GFE, or a good faith estimate. And that's shortly after someone applies for a loan. And there have been some recent changes in this policy, right? And usually what you're saying is lenders will try to overestimate the costs on the good faith estimate. But some lenders, they still charge a lot. I mean, talk about that for a moment, if you would. I don't know exactly the question to ask.
So, for example, prior to, let's say, 2008, the Great Recession, lenders would provide a good faith estimate to folks and estimate fees, those third-party fees. If the client went to closing and those third-party fees were higher than the lender estimated, well, then the customer had to pay the higher fee. The government stepped in and said that was unfair to the consumer, and the lenders should have a better idea of what these third-party fees are. So if they estimate on the low side, then the lender is actually nowadays required to pay the differential, not the consumer. So what lenders are deliberately doing at this point is an overestimating these third-party fees on their good faith estimates, which again leads to it being somewhat of a misnomer in terms of what the actual fees will be when you get to closing.
Okay, so now everybody gets good faith estimates that just say these huge fees, and they massively overestimate them so they can come in under them or at the same fees, and they can be okay and not have to pay. So this is why all these laws and regulations, they always have these unintended consequences that they never really seem to work out in practice. but you know, that's the government for you, right?
I mean, there are further changes coming to this on October 1st, though.
So by the time people hear this, the changes may well be in place. Do you want to talk about the new policy? How's that work?
I think they're just going to overhaul the good faith estimate and the truth in lending document to make it one uniform document and make it much more simple for consumers to understand, you know, what the actual fees are, what their actual bottom line will be. It will be more in line with what the real fees and costs are associated with your loan. That's part of the regulations.
Okay. So what are these? Let's talk about these lender fees. What are the lender fees? Are they points? Points are just prepaid interest, okay? Are they points? Are they processing fees? You know, in the industry, these are called garbage fees, a lot of them. So what are these lender fees when you see this on the statement?
A lender fee or an origination fee, sometimes called, typically are lumped or bundled fees by the lender for the processing of the loan, the underwriting of the loan, the credit report that we have to pull, and the flood certificate that we have to get on the property. So sometimes they're broken out. Sometimes they're bundled into one lender fee or what's called an origination fee. These are separate to points. You know, points can be paid to buy down the rate and improve the payment over time on the loan. Appraisal fees, you know, that's going to vary from market to market. So a customer purchasing in Chicago versus a customer purchasing in Memphis may have different appraisal fees by as much as $50 or $100, depending on the appraisal.
Well, that's not a huge deal. So how much should the lender fees be? Can you put some dollar amounts in here? Our sample transaction here for the show is $142,500, $142,500. So what are these fees going to look like?
So my lender fee would be $1,190.
Okay. So less than 1%, right?
Right. The appraisal fee would be $350. It split the difference, $350.
Okay, approximately. Yeah, give or take $100. Okay, and prepaid interest, that's not a closing cost. That's just a proration, so you shouldn't stress about that. But what I do want people to know is, will there be 30 days of prepaid interest in there? Will there be 15 days? What will that look like?
It depends on what day of the month you close your loan. So if you close on the 20th of October, you will prepay 10 or 11 days of interest to the end of October. Then you won't make a payment on your mortgage on November 1st, but your first mortgage payment would come due on December 1st, because on every mortgage, you're always a month in arrears paying your principal and interest.
So when you bring in the money to closing, when you probably wire it in, and you think, gosh, why were these closing costs so high? You've got to parse out the prorations, because when you prepay interest, that's just part of your payment. You notice that, you know, many times you didn't get a statement asking you to pay again for 45 days. Okay. And the reason is because you prepaid some of the interest. Okay. So understand that. Same with insurance and taxes. Okay. Let's go down to title fees. And so those prorations, just to say it again, are not a closing cost. Title fees. What would those be?
So you've got owner's title and you've got lender's title insurance. Now, owner's title insurance is mandated by lenders, by the government, to put on the good faith estimate. But it is not a fee that the buyers will pay. It is a seller charge that we simply have to disclose to the buyers. Now, that will change next in October with the new regulations as well. But the fee that our buyers need to be concerned about is the lender's title insurance and the closing agent fee for the title company. You know, on average, they're going to be around $1,500 or $1,600.
Okay. So what's always been interesting to me about title insurance is that you have this odd scenario where all the parties pay for somebody else's insurance. Isn't that funny? The seller pays for the buyer's title insurance, and the buyer pays for the lender's title insurance. Kind of crazy how that evolved, huh?
That's title companies. They have it wrapped up, you know?
Yeah, they do. They do. Okay, so the title fees, that's one of the more expensive charges then, right? Is the lender's title insurance policy?
It would definitely be one of the higher fees on your closing costs or your HUD settlement statement.
Okay. And who is going to set those title fees? I mean, certainly there are many title companies out there. You can use a different title company. What happens there? What's the dynamic of that? Do you want to just address that for a quick moment?
So in certain states, the seller of the property is responsible for providing clean title for our buyer and or the lender. So the seller of the property will typically order that title insurance and provide that invoice to the lender so that the buyer, the client can be charged at the closing for that insurance.
Okay. All right.
There are other states where the lender's responsibility to insure or the buyer's responsibility to insure that title is provided on the property prior to closing. And, you know, that can be shopped out from company to company within the market. But generally speaking, they're pretty consistent with their costs.
What about transfer taxes? Now, these vary by area, right?
Yeah, they're basically municipality taxes or stamps on the property. Some municipalities have buyer and seller transfer stamps, and some municipalities have just seller transfer stamps. So when the property is changing hands, maybe it's just the seller that has to pay the municipality a tax. And in certain cases, there are municipalities that you have both parties pay a portion of the transfer stamps or the taxes. It's really a local charge to the municipality for the transaction of, transferring ownership in the property.
Okay. And so this is going to vary by area, and this is not something you can negotiate, right? This is not it's just a government fee, and, you know, it's their way or the highway, right?
Yeah, I mean, to a certain degree, yes, but some sellers or some, people who are selling the properties or writing up the contracts, even though they may be responsible for the seller transfer stamp, may put a clause in the contract to make the buyer pay it. So you'd have to look at your contract closely there.
Yeah, this stuff can all vary by what's actually written in the contract, and it also varies by area. Okay, because each area, and this is one of the great things I always say to our investors is, well, it's not one of the great things I say, although what I say is pretty great sometimes, maybe not always for sure, but it's one of the great things about real estate, that's what I meant to say, is that it's so fragmented, and that fragmentation, I always say embrace the fragmentation because that keeps the big institutional players out of our business. That's one of the reasons they don't like it, because things vary by area. The customs are just different in every area, and they don't like that fragmented stuff. They want it to be all the same nationally, or even, you know, with institutional players, globally in many cases when it comes to the way various stock markets work and so forth. Okay, good. Recording fees.
Again, that's going to be county by county and local area by local area. Each county is going to charge a certain amount to record each page of your closing documents. So that fee can vary based on how big your closing documents and how many pages are in your closing documents.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Good. Anything else you want to say? We got to wrap up. This was just meant to be a real quickie discussion here, but anything else you want people to know? We're going to have you back. We're going to talk about how the loan rate is determined and how to calculate your debt to income ratio and some good stuff coming up on future episodes. But on this topic of closing costs, what else do you want people to know, if anything?
The only thing I would bring up on that in this regard would be if you are paying points, it is an addition. It's a fee in addition to the lender fee that's stated up front. So if you wanted to pay a point to buy down the interest rates, it would be a dollar charge in addition to the lender fees.
And that's exactly what we're going to talk about in a future episode, how mortgages are priced. You know, I've owned a couple of mortgage companies over the years. I've had different mortgage, I'll call them relationships over the years in terms of affiliated business arrangements and so forth inside my real estate company. It's been interesting for me to learn and understand over the years how loans are priced. So we're going to save that for a future episode, but it's going to be a good one. And then also calculating your debt to income ratio. So you can tell yourself if you're going to qualify for a loan without going to a lender. We want people to be empowered so they know and they can do their own stuff if they want to. So good stuff. Hey, thanks for joining us and talking about closing costs. And we'll talk to you on a future episode, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You know, sometimes I think of Jason Hartman as a walking encyclopedia on the subject of creating wealth.
Well, you're probably not far off from the truth, Penny, because Jason actually has a 3-book set on creating wealth that comes with 60 digital download audios.
Yes, Jason has that unique ability to make you understand investing the way it should be. It's a world where anything less than 26% annual return is disappointing.
I love how he actually shows us how we can be excited about these scary times and exploit the incredible opportunities this present economy has afforded us.
We can pick local markets untouched by the economic downturn, exploit packaged commodities investing, and achieve exceptional returns safely and securely.
I also like how he teaches you to protect the equity in your home before it disappears and how to outsource your debt obligations to the government.
And the entire set of advanced strategies for wealth creation is being offered at a savings of $94.
That's right. And to get your Creating Wealth Encyclopedia series, complete with over 60 hours of audio and 3 books, just go to jasonhartman.com/store.
If you want to be able to sit back and collect checks every month, just like a banker, Jason's Creating Wealth Encyclopedia series is for you. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, all rights reserved. For distribution or publication rights and media interviews, please visit www.hartmanmedia.com or email media@hartmanmedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of Platinum Properties Investor Network, Inc., exclusively.